Today is June 4th, 2023, and this is the Pulsa Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Bids Wednesday for timber area on reservation. Bids on the last stand of timber within the Quinault Indian Reservation south of the Quinault River will be opened Wednesday, the closing hour being at 12 o'clock noon. The stand, known as the Mounts Logging Unit, and taking in approximately 156 million feet. It will be sold in line with the government policy of marketing the reservation timber still owned by the government and allowing the sale of timber owned by the patented Indians. The stand takes in 7,326 acres, of which 4,080 acres are allotted lands containing about 94 million feet of timber. Arrangements for logging this may be made with the Indian owners. The contract includes provisions by the government allowing the right-of-way across the reservation to tap the unit. All the timber must be cut and removed by March 31, 1935. Timber in the tract is mostly hemlock and cedar, there being approximately 68 million feet of hemlock, 51 million feet of cedar, and 28 million feet of spruce, 4,000 million feet of ambulus firs, 3 million feet of Douglas fir, 2 million feet of white pine, 1.2 million lineal feet of cedar poles, and an unestimated amount of Douglas fir pilings. Other timber provisions previously sold include a tract near Moclips, bought by the Alloa Lumber Company in 1920, which has been the scene of logging operations for nearly a year, containing 125 million feet. Operations have also been begun by the M.R. Smith Logging Company, which brought 305 million feet between Moclips and Tohola, and Hobie Brothers Logging Company, which brought the same size unit in the most recent stake. And the largest taken, if 288 million feet, was to the Azette Railway Company. In other news, 10-year-old boy seeks excitement. 10-year-old son of Mr. and Mrs. R.M. Sturdivant, 509 Monroe Street, who ran away from home about 2 o'clock Friday afternoon, according to police records, was brought to Hoquiam yesterday and returned to his parents by Andrew Ray, a clam digger. The boy appeared at his cabin at Copalis Beach and stayed there Friday night, according to Mr. Ray. And finally, 23 whales taken by local station. Since the opening of the season, the American Pacific Whaling Company has harpooned 23 whales, a start on a good season, according to E.H. Kugler, station manager. The majority of the whales taken have been humpbacks. The weather last week was stormy, that it had slackened the workup some, Mr. Kugler said. Steamer Moran is leading with 10 whales. The Westport has scored 7, and the Aberdeen 6. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on June 3, 1923. With spring well underway, there's no time like the present to visit your history museum before school is out and the summer tourists start to descend on coastal Washington. There's also no time like the present to get your chance to win a hot pepper red 2023 Ford Bronco Sport with the return of our red car raffle. The Polson is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4 when we invite you to celebrate, explore, and experience Grace Harbor history. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.